leave me alone. Perfect.
All right.
Hi, everyone. We are out at Tree Time, broadcasting live for the annual Tree Time Goodwill Tree Trade-In Program. Did anyone bring an artificial tree to trade in today? Somebody fake it. Just somebody clap.
Oh, many people. Look, Wendy.
All right.
Now you mentioned it. Many people have done just that.
Well, when you do, you get a $75 off coupon for select Tree Time trees. You can also bring it to your local Goodwill, because really that's why we're here today.
That's the main reason we're here.
And to talk, what? And to talk about the Cubs. What the hell happened?
How about that? Close game. I know. I know when you see the score, you say, well, that couldn't have been that close, 11-1, but it was a nail biter. I bit my arm off. It was that kind of a game.
What happened? I was going into last night's game, and I was not rooting against the Cubs. Let me just say that.
Right.
I thought this was the one to turn it around. I thought they had four games in a row in them.
Yeah, it turned out.
Did they have four innings in a row in them?
No, they did not. They did not. Now, from our news department. That's Ryan Burrow, everybody. Please hold your applause. Please hold your applause.
No, you don't have to.
They can't hold their applause, Ryan. They love you. You were there at the game, and you were telling me prior to the show that people just kind of accepted it, didn't they?
You know, there were a couple of things going on. First of all, I mean, they were down 3-0. I don't think anyone really thought that as much as we wanted them to win four straight, it probably wasn't going to be happening. So we kind of settled in, okay, this might not be the year. And the second thing is, it was 11-1. I mean, was it 9-1 in the fifth inning?
Yeah. That was
like
fast.
That. The mighty Kike Hernandez. Wow, right?
Home runs three home runs in one game.
It's going to be something someday.
Yeah, someday.
He had 11 home runs this season.
He had 11 all season long.
11 all season.
What happened?
I think everyone's just tired.
Yeah.
They're tired. I'm tired. We're all tired.
The Dodgers. It's a great team this year. Come on.
And that's one thing that the fans also said. There were three things. Number one, they kind of felt like it was going to happen. Number two, at least in that game, it was pretty early on that we knew that they weren't going to win. So everyone kind of settled in understanding this was going to happen. Number three, we've got a World Series in our pocket already. So.
Yeah.
You know, the gnashing of teeth that we had, just a year ago.
I can guarantee it will not be another 108 years till they win again.
There you go.
I can guarantee that.
There you go. Exactly.
And if you're wrong, none of us can call you out on it, because we'll be long gone. That's a cheery holiday thought, huh, kids?
Merry Christmas.
And to continue my Mayor Rahm Emanuel, point one, point two, point three, point four. Point number four. like this one.
Right.
Point number four, the Dodgers are the best team.
They really are.
I think we all can sit back and feel comfortable knowing this wasn't won because of an umpire's call. It wasn't won because of a late rally or anything like that. This team came in and beat the snot out of the Cubs. I mean, they are good.
Is it fair to say the Cubs didn't bring it at all?
The Cubs did not bring it. They didn't even know what to bring. They looked around. They said, we should bring something to the game. What should we bring? And
what's
they forgot.
Interesting, though, is how similar the Cubs season last year was to the Dodgers season this year. Last year, the Cubs had the best record in baseball.
Yeah.
They came in. They kind of breezed through the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't that easy, but it was the Dodgers who played the Nationals and took them to five games and won in the fifth game.
Right.
A home from behind win.
Right.
This time, flip the switch. It was the Dodgers who had the best record.
Yeah.
And they breezed through the first round. The Cubs struggled with the Nats and then came in and their bullpen was depleted and their pitching was depleted. Very similar.
Their first home game, I noticed that people were walking out, and that bugged me. If you're a Cubs fan and you probably spent $500 on a ticket,
stay till the end.
Right. Was there any walking out last night?
You know, yeah, there was. I mean, eventually, at some point, you start looking at your watch going, I got to get to work tomorrow. It's 10 o'clock at night. It's the seventh inning. I don't think this is going to. All right, David Ross saying, I'm good. Let's start heading out.
But you interviewed a whole bunch of people. I just heard the interviews, and everybody was very accepting of it. Nobody seemed bitter. Everybody was just kind of, they were the better team.
Exactly. Like I said, a lot of that has to do with the fact that they won the championship last year.
Right.
You know, we went through the process, and anything beyond that just seemed like, icing on the cake.
Yeah.
And you make it to postseason, that's worth something, isn't
that
it?
That is worth something,
right? 3 years in a row in the NLCS.
Did you ever think you'd see the Cubs pull that off? The team that was the lovable loser team for years, 3 years in a row in the finals.
That being said, I want to kill the Dodgers. Let's go get them, right?
Well, Justin Turner is working as a Holiday Elf in the back of the store if you guys want to go say hello.
I saw him pull his Viking ship up here. I'm like, wow.
Will he shave? That's my question.
I don't think so. I think his shaving days are over. I think he's done.
It's like an orange Brillo pad.
Right.
I mean, at least shape it.
Right.
Go to Bo Ricks or something and have someone shape it.
Remember when you were a kid and you had that little magnetic guy and you could move the hair around and put it? That's what he looks like, a human version of that. I say that with love, Justin, if you're listening. Congratulations to you and the whole team. So, yeah, a little bit disappointing, but luckily we have the Hawks and Bulls did great last night.
Do you know the Hawks lost at the exact same time that the Cubs lost?
Did they really?
Jimmy Mack was watching on TV. I had gone to bed. I retired. I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done with this. And he's like, I can't believe it. They lost at the exact same time.
Yeah.
That is not good kismet that I was.
No, we want the opposite. We want everybody winning at the same time. Well, it's going to be a great show. We're glad you're listening. We're glad you're here. You know, what happened is we had thousands of people try to get in, and we said, no, we're going to pick the best suited towards today's show. They're the people, the cream of the crop, the creme de la creme. I don't speak French, Wendy. You know that, but I just did, just for the one time. It should be a good show. Ryan Burrow's going to stick around. Kurt Wagner will be talking TV with us at 10:35. Comedian Mark Norman, very funny guy, at 11:05. Joe and Lori Kane, they're the owners and proprietors of this magical land that you're in right now. They'll give us some holiday tips. And later on, Bobby Portis from the Bulls is going to punch some of you at random. We don't know who yet. There will be a lottery, but some of you will get a deck to the chaw.
A special thank you to Moretti's Ristorante and Pizzeria. Did you guys know you're getting pizza? That's a bonus for anyone listening. Let Moretti's host your holiday event or cater your next party. You can order online at morettisrestaurants.com. And we are at Tree Time. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. It's Ryan Burrow. I don't know how to do these addresses when there's
22102.
Is that how you do it?
I think so.
Or do you do 221?
22,102 North Pepper Road.
In Lake Barrington. And we are broadcasting live from Tree Time. You are here with us. Thank you for coming.
How many of you are here? Everybody here is here, Wendy.
It's the annual Tree Time Goodwill Tree Trade-In Program, and if you drop off your artificial tree, you can help Goodwill today. I'm sure there are people still on their way here because we're here till 1 this afternoon.
Yeah.
22102 North Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. If you can't make it out today and you're listening on 720 WGN, you can pop into any Goodwill store and drop off your tree. The reason we do this so early, listen, I'm driving here and I'm thinking it's really beautiful.
70 degrees outside. It doesn't seem like Christmas, but
I am ready to put my tree up right now.
You're going to do it today?
I really am.
Good for you.
And so Goodwill needs time to fix them up and get them ready, and you help the Goodwill mission, and then people can purchase a tree at a reduced rate, and you can make a holiday brighter for some
right.
family.
They need to spruce them up. You said that yesterday, and I just got that now. It took me 24 hours and 8 minutes to get that, but I got it.
That is the mark of a good joke.
Yeah.
When it sits with you and ruminates, and then all of a sudden it hits you.
It's like those time delay capsules people take, but it's with humor. It's more fun. Did you walk around? Did you get to see any of the new things here?
I love this place so much. They do such a great job here at Tree Time. Different little vignettes, little... Mm-hmm. How do you describe it? Little fake rooms? It doesn't sound so nice when I put it that way.
Good. No, vignette. Let's go with vignettes. I think
or scenarios.
Scenarios, yeah. Possibilities.
Lori, what do I call it?
Yeah.
Okay, vignettes.
Fake rooms, Lori, does that sound good to you? Yeah, Lori likes fake rooms, yeah.
But here's the thing. Not only do they have everything you can imagine,
mm-hmm.
they give you ideas on how to display things, and that's what I need. Because we all have kind of the same Christmas stuff, and then every year we add some more. And sometimes you forget how to decorate because you do it the same way every year.
Yep.
So they give you some great ideas.
Yep. We've talked about this before, but every time I'm here I notice this. You have two options, really. Well, there's a couple of others, but your main options with trees are either colored lights or white lights. And I think the sign of a good relationship is if you give in to somebody who wants the opposite. You know, if you say, I've always done colored lights, but if you like white lights, we'll do it your way.
So what did you give in to?
White lights.
Had a feeling.
I always had, because to me, when you see a tree and it's got the colorful lights on it, it's just so magical, and it looks like little bright candy pieces, you know. But my wife insisted that people like white, so...
Everyone but you?
White. No, I've kind of, it's got a more classic.
It's more elegant.
Right? Yeah.
Is that why you naturally?
Yeah. Well, I've been told I like those better. It was explained to me that those are the kind I like.
We have our main tree that we purchased at Tree Time.
Yeah.
7-footer. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Very proud of that.
It's new.
I had tree envy, and I got a bigger one for next year.
Yeah.
That has
Unless it's cold out, then it gets smaller. You guys are perverts. There's a perfect... The first two rows are perverts. This side's not so bad, but the first two rows on this side are perverts.
We have the multicolored in the main tree
because
I like that. The kids like that.
Yeah.
And then in the front room or front room, as people say here in Chicago, which I've never said front room. I really haven't. Or garage.
Oh, yeah.
It's a garage.
Right.
They have the white lights.
Yeah.
So you can intermingle.
A more elegant, more classic look. Right?
Which is what I am, as you
know. Yes, elegant and classic. Everyone looks scared. Everybody's like, I don't know if that's true. No, I'll go with it. It's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. Wendy, can I tell you a story of bad parenting?
Unless it involves me, yes, please
not,
go
no,
ahead.
I proofread the story and made sure your name is not mentioned. It was mentioned once, but I crossed it out.
All right.
So everybody's happy here. We told you the story about a family that left their kid. Now, we did this on the stream a couple of weeks ago. They left their three-year-old behind. They took the family to one of these corn mazes. And then when they were done, they got in the car and drove away, only to realize that they had left one of their children, a three-year-old, there in the corn maze.
And didn't realize it till the next morning.
No, it took a while.
Seriously.
It took a while.
I am mom of the year after hearing about these people. I'll just tell you that. I never left my kids at a corn maze.
Well, but you know what's funny is when you see it on film, like the three Home Alone movies where the premise was they kept forgetting Kevin, and when you'd watch it, you'd go, well, that's funny. But in real life, it's not that funny. Right?
No, and in Home Alone, they had a lot of kids, and they were scrambling.
Right.
This was a family outing that you went together.
Yes.
So you'd think you'd leave together.
It didn't happen that way. Here's the story out of Yahoo. It was a story that left police scratching their heads. A three-year-old boy left behind in a corn maze in West Jordan, Utah. This took place early October, October the 9th. His mother claimed she didn't notice that her son was missing, as you said, until the following morning. When did they hand out the Mom of the Year awards? I can never remember. Because if she doesn't take home a trophy. The fact that it took so long for them to realize the child was missing... was disturbing, or was it purely an accident? Sergeant Joe Monson said during an interview with local news KUTV on Tuesday. The toddler's father, Robert, who spoke to the Salt Lake City Tribune, has an explanation.
Oh,
this ought to be good. According to the article published on Thursday, Robert practices polygamy, but he claimed that that had nothing to do with it. Why even mention it then?
Because I believe in the story that there were a couple families, so obviously it was a couple of his wives and many of his children.
Oh, then all is forgiven as far as I'm concerned. Everything's fine. Robert and
this is the old polygamy defense.
Right. We've seen this play out thousands of times. Now, I had the argument with my wife over color to Christmas lights, white or colored with one wife. Can you imagine dealing with three or four wives? I want them to blink. No, I want them to be solid. It's crazy. Robert and the boy's mother have 14 children together. Yeah, I know. It was
right. I can't even groan. I mean,
it's too painful to even think about. She took 11 of them. Oh, this is like an ACT problem now.
All right, I'm keeping track.
If the polygamous family takes 14 children to a corn maze.
How many didn't get to go?
She took 11 of them to the fall attraction, Robert says. Her sister brought two or three of her own kids. Now, they're going with a Home Alone-type atmosphere.
Yeah.
They're going with it. There were so many kids. We forgot Macaulay Culkin. Between the two sets of children, he says, there was about four blonde-haired boys, and they were all about the same height. Robert was at work when the group visited the maze, didn't get home until 9:30. But even he should say... Didn't we used to have a kid?
There's
we
an empty
kid.
Seat at the kitchen table. Are we missing someone?
Where's that kid? At the end of the excursion, Robert's wife buckled the younger children into their car seats, including the three-year-old. Then, just as they were getting ready to pull out of the parking lot, one of the older kids asked if they could run back to the maze and get a free donut. Blame it on Duncan. Robert's wife waited in the car for 15 minutes. Well, that's all. You can't expect a woman to wait more than that for a kid.
No.
On your way. Come on, you waited 15 minutes.
But wait, the kid ran back in. At that point, doesn't somebody's light bulb go off in that big group?
He didn't come back. Where's the donuts?
There's an empty car seat.
Right. There's a million questions. During that 15 minutes, he must have jumped out, Robert told the Salt Lake City Tribune. When the group got home, they watched a scary movie.
A home movie.
They watched a home movie. Remember when we had more kids? What happened to there was that one kid. What happened to that kid? They watched a scary movie, and some of the kids fell asleep. Robert told the paper. This guy's using, like, every excuse in the world. It still doesn't add up. Robert told the paper that this was a diversion from their normal routine, and the family members would have normally missed. Now, there's the key phrase here. They would have normally missed him, but they watched a scary movie, so all bets are off. The three-year-old didn't realize that he was gone. Robert didn't visit the corn maze, and he was at work until 9:30 p.m.
So he's blaming his wife.
He's blaming it. Yeah, right.
Wasn't me. How's that work?
You would think with more wives, one of them would be bound to notice. With one wife, you kind of go, she's busy. But with several wives, this is horrible.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. That's the important lesson to be learned here.
Here comes Santa Claus right down Santa Claus Lane. Blixing and blixing and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing all.
I love when there's an audience.
Yeah.
We are live at Tree Time. It's the annual Tree Time Goodwill Tree Trade-In Program. And thank you to O'Hare Midway Limousine, Chicago's premier car service. Call 847-948-8050. You can book online at omlconnect.com. I believe Santa Claus came in a limo today.
We have a very special guest, Wendy. Some people call him Father Christmas. Some call him Papa Noel. Some call him the Godfather of Soul. Ladies and gentlemen, Santa Claus is here. How about a hand for Saint Nick?
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Well, hi there, Santa.
Good morning.
I'm feeling a little guilty sitting next to Santa, because I'm not a very good girl. Am I on your list already?
Come on now. You know I keep track of these things. And as far as I know,
yes,
you
have time to fix things up.
Well said.
All right, well,
there
perfect.
There could be some problems. Santa, how come sometimes, I've seen this in the past, kids who love you, and everybody loves you, you're Santa Claus, but when they meet you, sometimes they're afraid. Why would that be?
If I knew the answer to that one question,
yes,
I could retire tomorrow. I don't know. I don't know if it's the red suit because I'm fat. I don't know.
Kids aren't fattest.
I don't know. I have no idea why. But it's between the ages of 2 and 3,
the
3 and a half.
Yes.
Those particular ages, for some reason,
yes,
there's a fear. You know, you stand and you got this line of people waiting all the way down the
sure.
store to come and see Santa and get a picture.
Yep.
And when they get to the front, they're all fine.
Yeah.
Until they get to the front of the line.
It bursts
when it's their turn, and mom's going, okay, Johnny, go see Santa.
You know,
and they freeze. They don't know what to do. They either freeze and cry.
Yeah.
Or they run up and jump in my lap and give me a hug.
Isn't that crazy? Santa, that happened to me when I met Oprah.
Really?
Yes. Exactly.
You ran up and jumped in her lap?
Yes, I did.
And she let you.
She let me, and then I told her what I wanted for Christmas. It was ridiculous. I don't know why. I don't know what I was thinking.
Did you get it?
Yes.
Once I was invited to do a show, an appearance at one of her shows for her cast.
Oh, yeah.
Or for her staff,
I mean. Yeah.
And they said, you know, well, it'll be kind of an adult kind of thing. And I said, well, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pretty excited to have a billionaire sit on my lap.
Oh, I thought.
You know, I thought, well, this would be cool.
Yeah.
And then she got sidelined somewhere else and it didn't happen.
Oh, don't give up,
yeah,
Santa.
I don't. Right. I never give up.
Right. Although you are kind of a famous Santa Claus's helper. What am I supposed to say?
Santa Claus.
Okay. Yeah. This is a Santa Claus. You were actually at the White House, weren't you?
Four times.
Look at
four
that.
Four times.
Did you have a president on your lap?
I've hugged the president, high-fived the president, danced with the president, sang with the president.
Yes.
Hugged Michelle, the daughter's grandma, the whole enchilada. It was awesome. And, there's a ton of celebrities there every year.
Oh, yeah.
For their big Christmas party?
Oh, yeah. For the tree lighting. And 2 years ago, Reese Witherspoon was there.
Oh, nice.
And I'm in People magazine with Reese Witherspoon.
Look at this guy.
I was in People magazine with Eva Longoria.
Really?
I was in Star magazine with Kelly Clarkson.
Really?
Yeah, and it's just been...
Not linked romantically, just having...
No,
not yet, anyway.
Well, she's married and she's got little kids, so...
Oh, all right.
You know, that was out of the question.
Yes.
But...
Bad Santa.
It's been... I've had some awesome experiences at the White House.
Yes.
And this is during Barack Obama's presidency.
Barack, yes. In the past 4 years, Tom Hanks, I've met Tom Hanks, and I've got pictures with Tom Hanks, and he was a super, super, super nice guy. If you've heard
You're
anything...
Santa Claus. He's not
going to
be
nice
to you.
But you know what? I mean, honestly, we were doing a rehearsal in the afternoon, and you know, and I asked him if I could get a photo with him, and he said, sure. I said, well, not now.
Mm-hmm.
After
before the evening's
over, I'm properly dressed for the occasion.
Yes,
and he said, "I'll come find you."
Yeah,
and he did.
Oh, that was so nice of him.
Yeah, yeah.
How about that?
I mean, he went out of his way to come and find me to get a photo.
Yeah,
and just awesome, 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 nice. Reese Witherspoon, same thing.
Also nice.
Really great.
Yep, yep.
Santa, I didn't know it was such a name dropper.
Loves the stars.
Gotta be honest.
Santa loves the stars.
I thought there's HIPAA rules. You can't bring things up.
Santa. They were all little at one time.
Yes.
I guess.
Yes, yes, yes. Santa, speaking of little, there was a lyric in a song that used to bother me, and I'd like you to clear it up for me.
Okay.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. Do you see us when we're sleeping?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Why, do you sleep naked? Are you worried about this?
Oh, my goodness.
He seems to be one who tells,
very
too.
Very jolly, yes. He tells stories. Yes.
Well... Yeah, and there's a million stories in the Naked City, and I know 999,000 of them.
How many of you bet Santa would say that today? Huh? Nobody did. Nobody guessed that one.
Yeah.
Is there something we can do in case we really haven't been good? I've been actually pretty good this year.
Very good, yeah.
Surprising. Yeah. Is there something that we can do to make sure Santa gives us what we want? Because, you know, we really expect you to come through for us.
Sit on Santa's lap and take a photo.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you got to do.
That's what you got to do.
It'll fix everything. Maybe.
And then you put that on the mantle at home.
Yeah.
And everybody knows that you've been with Santa, and you're all good then.
You know what's cool about you, Santa, is you jingle when you just naturally talk. You just jingle.
I wish I had that ability.
That would be so much fun.
I have.
Oh, listen to that.
Everywhere.
I love that. Yeah.
You know, this is one of the things that kids like.
Yes.
You know, you have to deal with the kids on their level. So
right. Right.
Oh, Bill knows that.
Yes, I know that.
I know the toys they want and such and whatever. I have a quick story for you. It was a pretty funny one.
Mm-hmm.
But mother comes up and she's got a baby and a little girl.
Yes.
About 3 years old. The father brings the baby up and puts the baby in my arm to take a picture. The little girl is holding on to mom's leg, and she's peeking around like this.
Oh, no.
Looking at me.
Yeah.
And she screams out, "Mom, get the baby!" It was pretty funny.
That's very funny.
That's pretty sweet.
That's very funny. Santa, do you ever look in the closet and go, enough with the red already? I just want to wear a different color once. Do you ever do that?
Well, I have
several... You look good in it. You look good in it.
I have several suits, and actually, they're all red.
Are they always red? Yeah.
Yeah, they're all red.
Yeah.
They do make suits in green.
Yeah.
But
you don't
just
want to
can't
look, no.
do
you
that.
You look like the Riddler.
You can't do that. I can't wear green.
No.
You know, if you had red hair, you'd look very much like Justin Turner.
Yeah, you would.
From the Dodgers.
Yeah.
That's real, isn't it?
What?
Your beard.
What beard?
Oh, yeah.
The beard you have.
Oh, that beard. Yes, it is real.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what goes on between now and Christmas? We're 2 months out. Is this the busiest the time of year for you? I bet it is, isn't it?
I start in November. I believe I'm starting November the 5th.
Yeah.
But not sure about that just yet in McHenry. Last year we had a Santa house there, which was really awesome. It was like a private house, and there was like... an activity room the kids could go in and play and make cards and make ornaments and stuff for Santa.
Mm-hmm.
And then they could come in and see me in private.
Yeah.
And the family could take all their pictures that they wanted with Santa.
Yeah.
And it was a really, really awesome idea. And they're supposed to do that at the roller skating rink in McHenry this year on Route 31 And then I go to Las Vegas.
Oh, sure.
I get to do
really?
2 weeks in Vegas. You know, I wanted to go to the International. I'll probably go to the International House of Pancakes. And
so you in Las Vegas, huh?
That's, yeah, I'm going to Vegas.
Doing a show there? What are you doing?
I'll be at the Bass Pro Shop in Las Vegas, which is connected to the Silverton Casino.
Yeah.
Which is good for me.
Yeah.
Santa doesn't gamble.
No, oh, no, no. But I'll walk through and look at everybody else.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You know, I'll go through and make everybody feel guilty about gambling. So that's a good thing.
And any plans to go to the White House this year?
Well, I had plans to go. I was actually invited to the White House this year.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, they called us and they said, they're cutting out the whole finale of the show, which is where Santa is.
Yeah.
And they're not going to, so I won't be there.
Oh, no.
Santa Claus, why?
I don't know. Unless they change their mind, you know, otherwise Santa's out.
Oh.
I've been fired.
Oh. We got to start a letter writing campaign.
We're going to write letters, Santa. Wendy's right. We're writing letters.
Big choice for this year. Do you know what's on the top of the kids' lists? Have you been doing your homework with what the elves are making?
You know, Legos have been
always popular.
Very on the top of every list for a long time.
Yep.
And they came out with, they have so many different Lego kits. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And the Legos are always big. Barbie is still big.
Yeah. Yep.
Little girls still love Barbies. They're still a big item. I've had a lot of kids actually ask for the Lincoln Logs. Which I remember.
Sure. I loved my Lincoln Logs.
I remember Lincoln Logs. That was
they were so fun.
They were awesome.
Santa, it was such a pleasure to see you. We appreciate you being here. Go see Santa at Slots of Fun in Las Vegas, November 10th to the 12th. It's a show you will never forget. Have a great holiday season.
You too.
It's Santa Claus, everybody. How about that?
Santa. Thank you, guys.
And we are live in Lake Barrington. We are broadcasting live from Tree Time. It's the annual Tree Time Goodwill Tree Trade-In Program. You can drop off your artificial tree today here at Tree Time to help Goodwill, or you can go to your local Goodwill and drop it off. And we're here till 1 p.m. We're going to do the stream here.
Right.
So come and see us, 22102 North Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. There's pizza from Moretti's Ristorante and Pizzeria.
Everyone says it's really good, too, so we will save you a piece. Come on down. Kurt Wagner joins us right now by way of the telephone right now. Kurt is a writer for TVShowPatrol.com. Kurt, we miss you. We wish you were here.
I too.
You just missed Santa Claus.
Santa Claus was here.
I heard.
Yeah. Kurt, do me a favor. Explain this to us. What is HBO International?
HBO International, well, it's HBO Asia, HBO Europe, HBO whatever that. Whatever else it is, Latin America. But so their international shows that they've been doing forever, they're now finally going to start giving them airtime in the U.S. on HBO Go and HBO Now and HBO On Demand starting in December. So they're going to do six of their most popular and successful shows from Europe, Asia, and Latin America on those streaming
channels.
Yeah, and some of them sound really good. I mean, I'm kind of a nerd for international television, but some of them sound good. They're, you can find them on the website listed. I did a story about it, but they start in December.
Will they be dubbed into English, though? Will we be able to understand these shows?
I think they'll probably have the subtitles.
Oh, subtitles? That's fine.
Then I'm out.
Wendy doesn't want to play anymore.
Wendy doesn't like subtitles.
I don't want to work when I'm watching TV.
Okay, all right. Fair enough.
And this starts when? And if we have regular HBO, will this just be given to us, or I'm guessing we'll have to pay a few bucks extra a month, right?
On demand, you could do it. I think on HBO, if you have HBO on your TV, you can do the HBO on demand for free, right?
Yeah. All right.
It'll be there, too.
Good, because I want to see Transformers 2 in six different languages. This will come in handy. All right, well, that's a good thing then, right? HBO International is a good thing.
Yeah, there's a good choice.
And Christmas is coming, so there are a lot of Christmas things coming our way. Tell us some of them.
Well, if you have Hallmark Channel or Hallmark Movies and Mysteries Channel, this weekend they're both having their their preview show, their preview special about all their Christmas movies this year, which then start next weekend. And I think every weekend from next Saturday and Sunday until Christmas, and maybe even a little bit after, they will each have a Christmas movie. And they're all original new movies that they are working on or have worked on, whatever. So it'll be Christmas.
Nothing's going to be better than Elf. I'm sorry, that's my favorite Christmas movie.
Probably not. Probably not. You know, and these are sort of formula movies. But, you know, they are feel-good movies. They always end up with a good thing happening. Somebody finds love or finds family or...
And it's always Meredith Baxter Burney, isn't it?
She is in a lot of those. Sometimes she has a substance abuse problem.
Right?
I don't know.
Right?
Well, you know, they're even doing sequels now to past Hallmark Christmas movies, so...
Oh, like what? What can we expect?
With the same cast and everything.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right.
I think Marry Me at Christmas might be... No, that one's not. I don't know. I can't remember. There's so many of them. I can't remember which one is actually... There's a couple of them that are sequels, but you can expect those, and then probably in November all the other networks will start airing their Christmas
shows. Sure.
Hallmark and Hallmark movies always start early.
All right, Kurt, this one is selfish, but Wendy's a huge fan and I'm a huge fan. The season premiere of Walking Dead this Sunday, what can we expect?
Will it be Christmassy?
Yeah, Christmas cane Walking Dead.
It
tastes like candy cane.
It's the 100th episode.
Oh, my God, really?
Wow.
Yeah, it's the 100th episode, and they're also doing they just launched this AMC virtual reality app, and if you download that, you'll be after the premiere this Sunday, you'll be able to watch a scene that was cut from the episode, and you'll get to see it in virtual reality, I guess, 360-degree bonus.
Wow.
Footage.
That's too much blood and gore for me, I think.
You just wanted it too deep.
And it involves Negan. Is his name Negan?
Yes.
Negan, yeah, the bad guy?
Yeah.
Now,
depends how you look at it.
Right. If you're a negative person, he's a good guy, isn't he? Now, in honor of their 100th show, will they be bringing back some of our favorite zombies from past episodes? I hope they do.
Maybe so. Maybe they'll bring back some of your favorite characters as zombies.
Oh. All right.
Oh, that would be cool. There's something going on online right now. I don't know if it was Facebook or what other social media, but you could vote who's your favorite villain. I don't know if they used villain, but your favorite. Are you on Team Negan or Team Rick? And I'd have to go Rick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But Negan is, like, just really a great actor.
Such a bad guy. And then give us one more thing. At Home with Amy Sedaris, who's a very, very funny actress. What is that and where is that?
It will be Tuesday night on True TV, if you get the True TV network. I think it's at 9:30 here. She's going to show off her homemaking skills, but she'll have special guests on, and I imagine it's going to be crazy. Funny.
She's very quirky.
Yeah.
She's written a bunch of books.
Yeah, she did a book that sort of was about homemaking and all these tips and tricks, but it sort of had her own weird twist to it, so...
Sounds like something I might like.
You'd like
I think it'll be pretty fun.
Kurt, thanks very much for joining us
again.
Sorry it's not in person, but I know you and Santa Claus have one of those show business feuds going, and we didn't want to see it play out in front of our eyes. So, thanks. Have a great weekend. And you and yours. And
thanks,
a safe
Kurt.
Holiday season.
Bye.
It's Kurt Wagner, everybody, from TVShowPatrol.com.
Celebrating Christmas because we are live in action from Tree Time. Tree Time Christmas Tree Creations. It's our annual Tree Time Goodwill Tree Trade-In Program. You still have time to come see us, and if you do, bring an artificial Christmas tree, and you can donate it. You can get a $75 off coupon for select Tree Time Christmas trees, and you'll help Goodwill. It's a win-win.
It's a win-win, Wendy. Well said. Last year, I had one of the most incredible evenings in my life. My family and I were fortunate enough to hang out backstage at Saturday Night Live. We've had Colin Jost on the show a couple times, and Colin said, come on back, sit in the dressing room, watch the show.
You watched it from his dressing room.
We watched it from his dressing room. It was an unbelievable evening. And Mark Normand, a very fine stand-up comic who's working at Zany's in town, shared that evening with myself and my family. Wasn't that a night?
That was a great night. Really special. Really Harvey Weinstein'd it up in there, you know.
It
was nice to be in a dressing room. But, yeah, we had a good time. 30 Rock, Saturday Night Live.
Magical.
Magical.
It was magical.
Yeah, I was pretty drunk, so I don't remember any of it. But
Bill said you had a great time, and you were very talkative and nice to him.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
It all worked out.
Well, Bill's a mensch.
Well, thank you for saying that. That's very nice of you.
By the way, as a Jew, this place is very aggressive. Can I say that? Holy hell. It feels like a hate crime.
No, come on. There is a Hanukkah section. It's small, but we'll take you back there later on.
All right. Well, I feel like a vegetarian in a steakhouse here. This is wild.
I can't believe you came all the way out here.
I can't either. This is wild. These are all my fans, obviously.
Yes,
this is my demo.
Big Mark Norman's fan. And you said, Mark, you said the drive from Chicago to here is similar to that of this to Missouri.
I don't know where I am right now. I'm in a warehouse with a flea market going on, and Santa was sleeping. I don't know what's going on.
It's better that way.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of Saturday Night Live, in the past, you have submitted jokes to Weekend Update that have been used during the show, and what does that do? That must make your heart beat very fast.
Which ones were they?
No, it's great. It's the best. I've submitted jokes to SNL. Amy Schumer is doing the Mark Twain Award. They're giving it to Letterman, so I submitted jokes on that. I submitted jokes on the roasts on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
It's a good gig, and seeing your joke on TV is a lot of fun.
Right. Now, do you ever have to say to the person who's doing the joke, I know you have a certain style, but for this joke to work, you have to do it this way? Do you ever have to do that?
A little bit, yeah, but everyone has their own. You have to write for them.
Yeah.
You have to write for their voice, which is tricky because you know your voice so well, but not theirs. So, yeah, you always have to prep them on how to say it, you know?
Yeah.
Say the N-word like this, you know what I mean? So you always got to be ready.
We need to book Mark back for next year. Immediately. Mark, what are you doing next year at this time? Are you available?
I'll probably be working here, actually.
That's possible.
You know what, though? Mark is at Zanies in Chicago. You have a bunch of shows, and we'll tell you all about that. But you should stop in the Museum of Broadcast Communications.
Ooh.
They've just done the Saturday Night Live, the Experience exhibit. It officially opens tomorrow.
Yeah. Wow.
The grand opening and red carpet event is tonight. But it looks so cool.
I'm down.
Yeah, you're going to do it. Why did you become a stand-up, Mark? What was going on?
Terrible at everything else. No prospects. Nothing going on. Bedwetter. Insecure. You know, all the big ones. And I just. This is a little graphic.
To the graphic.
All right. Well, I had nothing going on. I was in college and I was dating a girl and she gave me a yeast infection and. I didn't know what to do, so I just signed up for an open mic and talked about it, and it went very well.
Oh.
And
she wasn't there, I take it.
No, but I gave her some money.
Yeah.
And, then I talked about it, and it went well, and I was like, this is it. This is what I want to do. And I moved to New York City and followed my dream.
From New Orleans originally?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Born and raised, but there's no comedy there. It's a drinking town. It's a jazz town. It's not really a comedy town.
Yeah, they've tried. They put clubs in the French Quarter. They don't last long.
They don't last. They open and close.
Yeah.
People don't want to sit and pay attention. They want to get sloppy
and see
boobs.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, not a bad life.
Argue with that.
Yeah, I grew up there, so I get it.
Yeah. And you admit this yourself. You enjoy drinking. You're a drinker.
I'm hungover right now.
That's a good tip for the kids listening.
Oh yeah.
What's your drink of choice?
I like a whiskey or a bourbon kind of things. You know, something heavy.
Yeah.
I can't do the beer. I'm getting too old for the beer.
Are you? Yeah.
It's heavy and it's
bloaty.
Yeah. You got a wee wee all night. Uh-huh. So I like a nice scotch on the rocks, splash of water.
Yeah.
But as you can see right now, I'm really paying for it. All that Moretti's. Is it Moretti, the pizza?
Yeah
did you have some?
Great booze sopper upper.
Oh, it is?
Yes. Put that on the box.
Pizza is very good for that.
Very good.
And pizza, cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers and also crying.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's also a positive.
Yeah, you know, gets the booze out through the eyeball.
Now, just so we get to know you better, not married currently.
No, sir.
What do you think? At some point?
And why not?
I don't see
you seem like a catch, Mark.
Our people can get married now. I'm a big homosexual. Not really. I'm joking. Any single ladies out here? Huh? Oh, boy. It looks like a Tom Jones concert in the crowd here. But, I don't see the upside of marriage. I don't get it.
What?
We're very in love. Let's make it legal. Let's sign a contract. I don't know. All my friends got married 10 years ago. They're all divorced.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What about your own parents, though? Did they, were they married a long time?
They're still together, yeah. Sadly, but they're not into it. I think it's just a different generation. They go, hey, you hate each other, you stick together. That's how it works, yeah. Baby.
Mark Normand is here. He's performing at Zany's. You got two shows tonight. You got two shows tomorrow.
Three tomorrow.
Three tomorrow.
Oh, how do you do it?
How can you do it?
It's going to be tough. A lot of cocaine.
Now, can I ask you... this is a sports town.
Sure.
Last night was a difficult night for the city.
It was ugly.
The people who came out to Zany's last night, though, they just wanted fun. They just wanted to escape it all, right?
I guess so. Comedy is very popular right now. We got a lot of comedy nerds coming out. They're not big sports people. As you know, your husband's a big dork. You know?
Star Wars fan, that's what I like to call it.
Star Wars fan, yeah. So some people don't care about sports. They say, hey, I want a good chuckle.
Yeah, and so, provide that.
I'm a big chuckle provider.
I got to back him up. He likes sports, too, and Led Zeppelin. All right.
All right.
So, come on.
All right, he's a heterosexual.
Last night, the game got so out of hand that I was switching back and forth. I had taped This Is Us, and I kept flipping back and forth. And I got to tell you, the Cubs game was sadder than This Is Us.
That made you cry more?
It made me weep. I wept more than once.
Yeah, I believe it.
Did you play sports at all when you were in school?
I played a little, some Little League and some soccer, and I skateboarded.
Were you a skateboarder?
Big-time skateboarder.
Yeah,
that was
fun. And
then
at some point when you skateboard, do you realize maybe it's time to stop skateboarding? What happens?
Yeah, I think once you hit 18, you got to really retire that board.
Yeah.
You know, you see these cool guys, these 30-year-olds with their long boards. It's like, hey, buddy, you're past that.
Get a car.
Exactly. Get a car and a job. Yeah.
In the years you've been doing this, have you... opportunity to work with the people who were your idols before you did this,
I've met Ray Romano, Jerry Seinfeld, I opened for Louis C.K. for a while. I mean, really, that's the beauty of comedy, is there's not a lot of pretension. Like, if I was a young guitarist, I would never meet Keith Richards.
Right.
But with comedy, it's a smaller group.
Right.
So everybody needs an opener.
Yeah.
Are they nice to you, though?
Very nice. I've noticed the comedians that are mean are actually not funny.
I agree. I bet that's true.
No, explain that, though, because I found the same thing, is that the guys, the ones you just mentioned, who are tried and true professionals and great at what they do, there's no reason for them to not be nice. Right.
Right.
They're nice.
They're killing it. They're millionaires. But the insecure, unfunny ones are the ones who, you know, really are... mean, and I think they know that, like, you're a threat to them.
Yeah, right.
Like, oh, who's this new kid? You think you're better than me? And I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Who's the best you ever saw do this? Best stand-up you ever saw?
I saw Carlin in 06, 05. That was pretty great.
I don't know how you could be better than George Carlin.
He's my hero.
Yeah.
Filthy man.
Was he really?
He was talking right now, all the trees would just wilt. Yeah. You know? Very dirty material. You know, a lot of curse words, but that's who he was.
Yeah. And what's, of all the places you've done stand-up, what is the strangest? Do you have one or two that you just go, I can't believe we're doing stand-up here, and please don't say today's show.
Yeah. This is a new one, but one time I did a show at a firehouse on Long Island, and as I was performing, I was really bombing, and the fire alarm went off.
Thanks, saved by the bell for sure.
All the guys ran up and got out, and I was like, all right, well, I guess that wasn't my fault, was it? But then they came back, it was like false alarm, it was a cat in a tree, and then I had to continue my act. So that was really bad. One time I did a roast. This guy saw me at a club, and he said, I'll pay you a couple grand, which at the time was insane, to roast my hedge fund company. And I said, great. He gave me a whole list of dirt on this company. And he's like, really be hard and mean. And I went in, and I was like, white tablecloth, it was at a golf course. Everybody was super rich. And I go up and I go, hey, Bob, we all know you're gay. His wife's there. She starts crying. And I'm like, oh, that's bad. And then we go, Jim, we know you're addicted to cocaine. And he gets fired, you know. And the whole place, the whole thing is backfiring completely. And, you know, like, hey, Jimmy, we all know you're cheating on your wife. And she freaks out. And,
oh, no.
That was like the first 6 minutes. And I had to do 45 after that.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
But you could almost blame that directly on the material that was given to you. That's not your fault.
No, I tried to. He told me, go hard, really be mean. And I got chased out of there with forks and torches.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did you ever have to do, I had to do this twice, a birthday party in a restaurant for one table.
Ooh.
Where I got called over. There was a table of three. It was the guy's birthday. So it's me at a restaurant doing stand-up for three people in a restaurant.
Wow. That's fun. Tough.
Yeah.
Is that why you quit stand-up?
Yeah, that day. That was my last day of stand-up. with this.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely done.
Oof.
Has the audience, in the years you've been doing stand-up, have the audiences changed? Is their attention span different because everybody's texting and taking pictures now?
I think you're exactly right. I think the attention span is gone, and I think that everyone's a little more offended now.
Yeah.
Everyone's kind of more a little more narcissist-y. Hey, what, that bothered me. What about me? It's like, well, hey, we don't care.
Yeah. Will that ever revert to the way it used to be, or are we always going to be stuck in this rut, do you think?
They say it'll go back. It's like a fashion trend. It swings back the other way, but I don't know. I don't know if it's going to happen.
Well, you saw the thing Jerry Seinfeld said about a year ago is that he doesn't want to do college anymore because college audiences are the most closed-minded that they've ever
done. Exactly. They think they're progressive and they think they're open-minded, but they're actually more closed-minded because they won't allow this, they won't allow that. You can just say, I got fired by my college agent because I talked about my gay roommate.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, I can't believe he was talking about gays. And I'm like, he's my roommate. He's gay.
Yeah.
Like, what's the problem?
Story.
Yeah. But they took it as a bad homophobic thing.
Oh.
But no, you're just mentioning that he's gay, and the college kids, you know, they're used to that, to having gay kids.
Right.
So I don't understand why they're so offended by things.
He's very judgmental.
I don't get it. Yeah. They just hear these trigger words, and they freak out.
Yeah. Where will you be in 10? I know this sounds like a job interview. I apologize. But where will you be in 10 years? What will you be doing in 10 years?
Oh, boy, I might be dead. You guys know what I'm talking about, huh? This looks like the waiting room of the Sizzler. It's the early bird special here.
People are booing, but just for the record, there is no waiting room at Sizzler. So the jokes on you, Mark Norman.
Good point.
You just walk right into Sizzler. They don't have a waiting room.
I should have said the eye, nose, and throat doctor. But, yeah. 10 years, hopefully, you know, back here in Chicago, headlining some rooms, and hopefully I've... You know, as a lot of fans and some TV credentials. I'd like to have a TV show one day.
Why aren't you on TV? I asked you that the night we hung out at Saturday Night Live. You should be on TV.
I'm not very likable. And I can't write anything. I can write jokes, but I can't write a story, really.
Yeah.
You know, like a TV show premise. I got no ideas.
But now you've written for other comics. Have other comics ever written for you, or is that too difficult?
No, I write for myself. Yeah. I don't really have anything to write for me.
Yeah.
I write my own act. If I had a TV show, I'd hire people.
Yeah.
But other than that,
it's just on a sitcom. Let's say it was the Martin Norman show. What would be the premise of the show?
All right. A Jew has to get a job at a Christmas tree factory. And, you know, he's very uncomfortable by the gingerbread oven, you know. I think it'd be a funny show.
That would work. That'd be great.
We'll call it Happy Holidays.
D-A-Z-E?
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Can't do it.
You are so funny.
You're funny. You smell great. Can I say that?
Thank you very much.
If I wasn't gay, I've got a lightsaber for you. All right. Sorry.
Mark Norman is performing at Zany's. Two shows tonight, three shows tomorrow, four shows on Sunday, five on Monday.
I know. It feels like that.
Schedule, Mark.
They really got I'm tap dancing out there, folks.
That's
so come on out. Say hello.
Mark Norman. Mark, thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We're going to take a quick break and then we'll do show.
We are Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder, and we're broadcasting live from Tree Time. We are located at 22102 North Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. It's the annual Tree Time Goodwill Tree Trade-In Program, and I bring this up, Bill, because no one brought a tree today, and we want people to bring them in to trade in because you get $75 off select Tree Time trees, and the first three people to bring a tree to trade in will get an additional $50 here at Tree Time.
Yeah.
If you can't bring your tree, maybe you didn't find it yet in your attic or basement, you can bring it to any Goodwill store, but they need to get it ready so other people can purchase it and enjoy their Christmas.
So that deal goes on throughout October, correct? That's good all through the end of October. All right, good.
And I want to thank O'Hara Midway Limousines, Chicago's premier car service. Call 847-948-8050, or you can book online at omlconnect.com.
They drove me here today. Robin drove me here, and he said that I'm not allowed to say any of our conversation. So I won't. I can't tell you why. We're just not allowed to talk about
it. But you're limoing it now, huh?
Yeah, I'm limoing it.
Your ego grew overnight.
I went to get pizza before, and I didn't walk over. I called the limo service, and they drove me over. I know that seems privileged, but I'm just more comfortable that way.
Thanks to Moretti's for that pizza. Was it good? I'm telling you, it's so great to have people here, and we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Joe and Lori Kane,
right,
who own this unbelievable establishment. Hi, guys.
Nice to see you guys again.
Hi.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks, I'm sure you've seen
this before. It's not just today, but when people walk in, no matter how many times you hear about Tree Time, once you walk through the door, it's similar to that scene in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory where the kids walk into the room and they look around and they go, this is impossible. That's what this room is like.
What you hear when people walk in most is, wow.
Yeah.
And it's one of our favorite things, truly. Everyone works really hard to put everything together and to have everybody come in and go, wow.
Yeah.
That's what we do it for. So thank you all for coming out. We really appreciate it.
And a round of applause for everyone who said wow.
Yeah, I say wow.
We come every year, and I still say wow when I walk in.
It's jolting. Even when it's not, I mean, most of us think of Christmas as being December. That's the holiday season for a lot of people. I know you guys do it year-round. But you can be outside and not be in a holiday frame of mind, and as soon as you walk in a second, you just go, I'm ready for Christmas.
Yep. Yeah, that's part of the beauty of it is, you know, you can see the sign up there that says create the magic. That's that's really what we theme ourselves around, is creating that magic of Christmas for everybody that walks in whenever they walk in.
You pull it off beautifully. You really do.
And this tree trade-in program where you're working with Goodwill, it's such a great program that you guys have been doing. We really appreciate it. There are some families that can't afford a Christmas tree, and when you trade it in, not only do you get the $75 off select Tree Time trees for here for your shopping, I can't imagine Christmas without a Christmas tree. I really can't.
Yeah, it's a wonderful program, and it also helps the trees not go to landfill. So we're really excited that it's a greener way to pass on your Christmas tree, and you can get yourself a new tree with a discount. So it's kind of a win-win-win, and we really want to thank Goodwill for participating with us. We really appreciate their partnership. So thank you.
Big open house tomorrow?
Yes, we have an open house. So we have...
I know you're here today, but you can bring back your friends and neighbors.
Or we could all do a sleepover.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
We could sleep all night.
Yes. I'm in.
I kind of like that idea.
What is the open house, Lori? What's going on with that?
Well, first of all, one of the things that when people come in here, they always say, how do you make it so beautiful? And I wish my house looked like that. And so from 2 to 3, our designer, Cassie Nicholas, is going to actually show you how. So she has some good tips and tricks to show you how to put together a tablescape. And a lot of people want to transition their tablescapes from fall to Christmas.
Yeah.
So she'll show you how to do things and how to create like a little pieces of the magic that are designed to be easy so everybody can do them.
Cassie and I were at a Goodwill together, and she just had, you know, your regular banquet table and did some amazing things. Because we do all have a lot of Christmas stuff, and sometimes we get lazy and we don't feel like bringing it out again. We love to come to Tree Time and get new stuff, but sometimes you need fresh ideas on how to present things.
Yeah, and we can show you how to take your old stuff and maybe integrate it if you wanted some new things, but just how to make that thing really special. The other thing we have is some specials going on. We have some discounts on Times candles and a really popular line of serverware called Nora Fleming. So come on out. It will have refreshments. So that's tomorrow, too. It's a big party here.
Tomorrow at what time?
Well, all day is the open house, and the class is from 2 to 3.
Very good. Very, very good.
And it's free.
And for people who think, well, I'm not that creative, I have a hard time thinking of these things, you'd be surprised what people can do, right?
Yeah, it's just knowing where to start, and the little tricks are what really make all the difference.
Yeah. Joe just said something to me that I had no idea you guys provide, and what a great service this is. A lot of times you'll buy a tree, and as the years go on, you see some lights go out, and you do your best to try to patch them, but more and more lights go out. I've had that problem. And, Joe, you guys do something here at Tree Time that I don't know if anyone else does. It's possible. I've never heard of it before.
Well, yeah, it's all about taking care of a customer, and when you buy a tree at Tree Time, you're buying it from somebody you know.
Yeah.
You're buying it from us. And we want you to be happy with it for the decade that you're going to own it. So we'll help you if you have problems with it.
Yeah.
And that's one of the differences, really, in buying a tree here. Not just the fact that the tree's a lot more designed and beautiful.
Right.
But, you know, if you go to Home Depot or any other of those local places where you buy a tree, you take your tree home and you're on your own. Hope for the best.
Yeah.
If you have an issue with a Tree Time tree, we're going to help you figure out how to manage the issue. And we can make any Christmas tree work again. So,
you've never had one that's been brought in that you just go, oh, we give up.
Well, there are some that were an old lighting technology that basically it developed failures. It wasn't ours.
Yeah.
It was another company that had done it years ago.
Yeah.
And if those come in, you basically say, look, it's not worth the effort to make it happen again. You can make it work, but
it's not worth it.
Yeah, not worth it.
And very early on when we started the show today, you had mentioned how your wife, Terry, likes the white lights.
Mm-hmm.
And you like the multicolored lights.
Right.
And you
so
gave
we voted.
And she won.
It was unanimous that we would go for it.
But Joe, you could solve another issue within a marriage by something you have here.
Yeah, you know, it's become really popular to deal with issues like yours without compromise. Yes.
Big issues,
by the way, Bill. Thank you, Dr. Phil. What do I need to do to make...
So we actually have two different approaches that we take to it. One is we literally double wire trees with clear lights and multi lights.
Yeah.
And you can turn one on, turn the other on, or turn them both on.
Yeah.
And when you do that, we advise you stand back because it gets really warm.
Right.
But the other one is trees that can change color from one to the other. They can just go back and forth from clear to multi.
We live in the greatest time in history.
Yes, we do.
That's fantastic. And you have those here today. They're right. If people wanted to buy them.
They've become popular enough that I think we've put them on 8 or 10 different models.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, and a whole bunch of them are coming in this weekend, too.
You just switch off. Depending on your mood, you can do all
color
lights, all my lights. I love that. I love that.
Little remote control, fancy-dancy stuff.
If you're having an elegant dinner party, you can have the white lights if you and all your toys and from your toy room are around. So you're having a tea party, you can put on the colored lights.
Is that impossible? That makes everybody happy. It's us. It's Bill and Wendy. We're in Lake Barrington at Tree Time. Listen to the crowd. Nice people.
Aren't you feeling Christmassy? I know it's really warm outside today. It's beautiful. But as soon as you walk in here, I want to go home and put my tree up tonight.
You should do that. You should definitely get it done tonight, Wendy. Don't wait until the last month. Get it done today.
It's too early.
Joe and Lori Kane are here, the owners and proprietors of this magical land we all find ourselves in right now, Tree Time. Guys, the trends change every year. I mean, Christmas is very traditional, of course, but every year we see new innovations, new technologies, and it makes the holiday better. What's going on this year?
Well, this year, actually, like you said, it's about tradition. And part of the trend this year is a return to some of the old traditions. And some of those old traditions are really based in going to the yard. You know, when I was a kid, we used to go and get our tree sprayed with flocking.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We'd bring it home, and it would make a mess in the house. And
explain, Joe, for people who don't know what that is. I think most people know, but for people who don't know, explain what that is.
Yeah, a flock tree is a tree that actually has a coating on it that's intended to look like it's freshly fallen snow on the branches.
And why would it be snowing in your house? I just have to ask that question.
It's as though you brought a tree
from
a flock of snow.
We never had a real tree. I know, oh, poor baby. We never had one.
Well, you know, we have fake flock trees, too.
I know, but I was telling Lori, our original, and they called them fake trees because they looked fake. They really did.
Phrase is out of date.
It's artificial, and it's so much better because you can use it year after year, and it looks unbelievably real. I cannot believe how far it's come. From that stupid little plastic. It was like bright green ripped plastic. I mean, that's really what it was.
Bottle brush.
Yeah. But now the new technology, and you developed this, right? This is your doing.
Well, yeah. One of the things that we did, every year I do a few experimental trees. So I design the trees. I work with another guy that helps us in China. And we go through our designs. And this year the concept was, how do we make it so that you can have a flock tree and not have the mess of flocking? So we have a concept tree this year that we've got in our showroom that you're welcome to take a look at that is a tree that looks flocked but isn't. So you can have that old traditional feel of the wonderful old vintage-ness that kind of comes along with that flocked look without the mess of the flocked tree at all.
What can you even say, or is this a trade secret? What are you using to make it look like it's real when it isn't?
It actually took
marshmallows.
Is it marshmallows?
It actually took a lot of trials going back and forth with mixing different colors of plastics together.
Yeah.
And the branch, as it goes back into the tree, changing the colors branch by branch, tip by tip by tip, as you work back. So the most outer tip is a flat white material.
Yeah.
And then the ones that surround it are actually almost iridescent, but a shiny white material.
Yeah.
So they reflect the lights really nicely on the tree.
A sparkly snow look.
Yeah. And then the next branch back, we actually put a little bit of green.
Yeah.
And then the next set of branches back, we put a little bit more green. And so as you go all the way back, because when you spray flocking on a tree, it's completely green inside. And you see that green inside the tree.
Yeah.
So yeah, we did dozens of prototypes, and every time I'd look at another one in the factory, they'd go, "Really? We're changing it again?"
Yeah, right.
And we finally got it to where it really does look like a flock tree.
I can't wait to see it, and it's back here in the...
It's in our flock section, yeah. Flock is actually something we specialize in. And that's the other thing about Tree Time. We really bring a lot of different types of looks on our showroom floor.
Yeah.
Because everybody's taste really varies.
Yeah, it does. We have folks that come in when they start talking to you like, "Oh, I got the tree for you." Like, no, that doesn't look anything like what I want. A lot of times they want the old-fashioned tree like you grew up with in your house, and that's what they want. So we actually have put more of those into the line, those older-looking trees.
Right.
And they're selling really well because it's that tradition.
That's
about
what about this aluminum trees? Are those ever going to make a comeback?
I love those.
I kind of do. I know that's terrible to say.
Commodities weren't so expensive.
But in the old days, you couldn't put lights on those aluminum trees because it would burn up.
Aluminum doesn't burn.
No, it doesn't? Because for some reason, we were not allowed to put lights on.
Did you get yours out of a white van somewhere?
Yeah. Right.
But, you're mentioning our nostalgia. When you mentioned the flocking, I saw people nodding. I mean, what is Christmas if not for bringing you back to your childhood and your family memories? That's what Christmas is about.
That's right.
That is. And when we talk to customers, that's the kind of, I think, the number one thing is they want something that reminds them of what they grew up with a lot.
Right.
So that's one of the big trends. But I guess on the other hand, one of the other trends is sometimes people want something that matches their home decor more. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the other thing we're seeing. So we have the people that want the more vintage, traditional look. And then people that say, my house has no red. I want a tree. One of our new trends is crushed on blush, a blush tree that would go really cool with my home decor. And it might not be what a lot of people think of as Christmas, but that's...
It's more of a soft color palette. You don't have the bright, vibrant colors. They're all very muted.
Right. That crushing blush is very much so. Yeah.
Very pretty.
Yeah.
Very pretty.
And the LED lights have come a long way, I'll tell you that. When they first came out, they were things you didn't see in nature. The colors were crazy. Yep. They have changed a lot.
Well, take a look at that monster tree in the middle.
Yeah.
That's actually LEDs.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, that's actually our new tower design. That's a commercial design that I've done this year. If you have a need for a big tree in your house, and you're always worried about it falling over, this is one that goes to 40 feet. Jeez. You can start it at 12, and you can actually add in 2-foot increments, and it has a structural ring, not a pole in the center of it, and it's all done with commercial LEDs that look like incandescent lights.
Yeah, they do.
That's beautiful.
Yep. That's stunning.
It's pretty amazing here.
Explain Pantene to me, because I thought that was a lotion.
Pantone.
Okay, what is that?
Okay, so the whole industry.
I'm gonna stop putting lotion on my tree.
Is an Italian coffee cake or candy? That's what that is. So wow, all these interchangeable words.
What is Pantone?
Well, Pantone is every year the fashion industry and the home design industry. Pantone picks the colors of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Pantone is a color palette.
Color palette. So they will say this year's color is, and then they'll pick it. So what we're seeing in Christmas is what I mentioned, that when the designers pick a Pantone color, it's showing up not only in, like, when you go out and you want to buy a mixer on your counter, it'll show up in the latest colors, which you'll notice, like, pink or that blush is now a color you can buy for your home stuff.
Right.
So we are also following these trends in Christmas, which is kind of an interesting thing. So when we go to shop for Christmas, we'll see these colors of now blush is big. And that was a couple years ago. So a couple years ago, they picked the Pantone colors of, that was a shade of pink and a shade of blue. And the reason they did that was to provide serenity for people.
Oh, yeah.
They thought that people needed more serenity in our digital age. So they kind of went back to a color that they thought would be calming. So when they pick these colors, it's kind of interesting. They pick them for a reason.
Yeah.
And to try to balance out what we might need in our lives.
Because those are very non-traditional Christmas colors, but they work beautifully
because it's kind of a fun look. It's something you can add, like in a small area maybe. Maybe you don't want your whole main tree.
Right.
Kind of fun thing.
And you talked about the vignettes earlier, but there is a vignette in the showroom's set up specifically, and we actually have names on all of them. Mm-hmm. And this one's called Crushed on Blush.
And that's toward the center of the store.
It's actually straight back
this way?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, easy to find.
And so another trend that you guys all will relate to is kind of the, like, organic trend and the natural trend. You're seeing that everywhere you look. So that's also showing up in Christmas, where we have a tree that's called Love by Nature, where it's got a lot of natural elements to it. It's got birds. It's got brown. And, again, that's to be a calming sort of bringing you back to nature in your house. So,
Joe, Lori, it's always great to be here. It's such a magical place. People who have never been here before will tell
you.
I know. Oh, thank you. That's so nice of you. But keep up the great work. Thank you so much for having us. And we want to remind you once again, bring your trees in either here or where else?
To your local Goodwill or not your local.
Yeah.
You know, you can bring it to any Goodwill.
Any amazing Goodwill.
If you do, you get a $75 off a select Tree Time tree coupon. And if three people bring it today, those first three will get an additional $50 off a Tree Time tree select tree today. So thank you so much, Lori and Joe. Really, every year I walk in, every year I say wow, and I plan on saying that again next year.
Right.
Keep up
thank
the great
you
work.
Thank you, guys. We love having you.